Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everyone, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's great to be tuning you in and turning you on. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Guess what? We have got somebody on the show tonight that is, I've had the honor and the pleasure of chatting with several times on air. Deborah Jacobs has been somebody that has entered the world with an enormous gift. And what do I mean by that? Well, you're going to hear what I mean by that. For her, living an intuitive life is something that has become so natural for her. She has a unique connection with Archangel Michael. She's had this since age 6. And so we get to chat with her today about what is in store for us. What does Archangel Michael see for 2013? You know, what is it about your dreams, your desires, your wishes, your life fulfillment, things that you think are never going to happen? What does it mean to have a different point of view about that? She's joining us here today. That today's show is an invitation. It's an invitation into the world of possibility, the world of spirituality, and the world of intuition. Deborah, it's great to have you on the show. You know, whenever I get to talk with someone like you, and we start to talk about Archangel Michael, right? More times than you could even imagine, you know, some of the connections go a little bit haywire. The technology gets a little bit jacked up. But that's because we're getting ready to plant a whole lot of energy on these airwaves, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And with the alignment today, I mean, that's just the way it is. It's absolute clear high vibration.
Well, let's talk about the alignment today. Today, for those of you out there that haven't put it together, of course, it's the day after my birthday, but it's also 12-12-12 for those of you out there. You know, something hit me this morning, and I got a little sad about this, Deborah. Maybe you can help me. Mm-hmm. I realized that this is the last date of this kind in this century.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. This is rebooting. You know, I had mentioned to you in an email that my computer crashed last week and I lost like 9 years worth of stuff. And Michael went, "That's great." And I went, "Really?" He says, "Yeah, you're getting ready to reboot your life. It's all new possibilities."
Well, computer crash too. My laptop, you know, one of the least expected computers that we have here. We actually have 5 computers here in this office. This one was the least likely to have any problem at all, and it completely froze up. I had to take it into Staples, and they were able to save the hard drive, but pretty much had to reboot everything, restore everything. Restore, isn't that the word, restore?
I don't know. In my case, nothing could be restored.
Yeah.
So. I think that all of the energies, you know, the main thing about this alignment today is it was the completion of us dropping from our brain consciousness into our heart consciousness, where, as I love the way you put it at the beginning of the show, all things are possible. And it's everything's based on what we want, what we feel, what brings us joy, instead of what our brain tells us, that the press tell us and politicians tell us that we have. Mm-hmm. It's all based on us now. It's the responsibility has shifted to our own destinies.
You know what I decided today, and maybe I can
get some. Happy birthday!
Thank you very much. Maybe I can get some help from Archangel Michael. You know what I decided today? I had a moment. Actually, I had a couple moments today, so I'm really interested to hear about the alignment today of and what it meant. You know, I had a moment today where I said to myself, "I am so done with doubt."
Mm.
I just had a moment where it was like I was having a temper tantrum with myself. You know that song Dancing with Yourself by Billy Idol? There is a temper tantrum with yourself moment, and I'm not sure where that came from, but I want to talk to you about that. How many of us are stamping our feet around this?
Yeah, Michael said he's actually been rather amused by humans today because there's been such a level of anxiety with this opportunity to let go.
Right.
And there is this internal struggle of, you know, what you're used to. And really, you know, I think people have efforted so much of their lives to go into a place and a time now where we can effortlessly create what we want. And so, you know, getting out of your brain, having that internal struggle about, but I'm always a planner, I'm always analytical, and it's like that's become secondary.
Yeah.
You know, now if you really want something, you go to your heart, you go to spirit, mm-hmm. and you say, this is what will bring me joy, and then you just move forward with it, and you allow more of the universe to provide the opportunities for you to respond to in movement instead of, I mean, Michael likes to show me this picture of somebody trying to push a mountain. And he says that's basically where we've been at and getting more intense about it for the last 40 years. Like, we've got to move this mountain. And he says, you know, sit down, have a nice picnic, enjoy the view, and then walk around the mountain. And you know, it's easy. You know, there's a great song by Mark Stanton Walsh called "The Angels Want to Know Why You Make It So Hard." And I love that song because in it he says, you know, the angels are laughing. Why do you have to make it so hard? And Michael, every time I put that song on, Michael's like singing with it because it's so true. And now with this alignment, it's almost like we're given no choice except for to be in joy, be in manifestation. And you don't need to go take a 2-week seminar to learn how. All you have to do is tune into your heart and say, yeah, what will bring me joy?
Yeah. You know, this is such a really important conversation in so many ways. And, you know, you are so perfect for our audience for today, Deborah. I know you and I have been on air before, and we've done a lot of things, and we've taken callers, and we've talked about dragons. But I've been so looking forward to today's conversation for so many reasons. And none of them are in my head. As a matter of fact, I cannot even articulate to you why I feel so absolutely amazed by having you on the show tonight. And it used to be a point in time where I would question myself so I could make up some reason for it.
I am so flattered. Thank you. Michael says me too.
Yeah, me too. Well, here it is.
He thinks he knows why.
Okay, I want to hear that. I was just going to ask you that.
In Michael's opinion is it's kind of a twofold thing.
Mm-hmm.
One is because we want to talk about 2013.
Yes.
And here we are standing in full power knowing there's going to be a 2013. Where there's a lot of people out running around questioning that. They're still freaking out about December 21st. And we're here tonight to talk about everything that Michael sees coming for us in the future in 2013.
And that is exciting. And, you know, as I said to the listeners the other day, please do not go out there and max out your credit card, you know, with the idea that there will be no December 22nd. I said, you know, please don't do that. But on the other hand, if you wanted to do something that your heart called you to do, that would be different. Let's talk about 2013. I've always been in celebration of January 1st, 2013.
It's the beginning of, Michael, he's like all excited. He says it's the beginning of what he calls inner responsibility. And inner responsibility of everybody, every single human being, plant, animal, and everything else, being responsible for everything it thinks, says, and does. Where there is now infinite possibility. Oh. So if you're facing, he's giving me examples now, if you're facing things that have irritated you or you've been worried about, like, let's say, politicians, mm-hmm. he says, it's time for everybody to be interresponsible. And if you don't like what's going on, voice it to your senators, your congressmen, whatever. This is what I elected you for. This is what I want you to do. Instead of thinking they're in charge and we just got to take whatever we get. He said that's been the last 40 years of somebody else being in charge of us. Now we're all in charge of ourselves. In 2013, if everybody does this and comes from a place of the heart, then it's going to be such a dramatic change. I mean, really positive, upbeat finances.
Let me ask you and Archangel Michael about this, because I live in the state of Washington. I grew up in New York and New Jersey, but I moved to the state of Washington, and something amazing happened in this past election. There were all eyes on the state of Washington. Usually we don't get much love at all, except if you want to talk about Jimi Hendrix or some kind of serial killer. Washington is that state that people think about, oh, those people are way out there, right? But this year it was different. We clearly had two initiatives on the ballot that people had to vote for. One of them was legalizing marijuana, which I'm not going to talk about right now, which passed. But the other one was interesting. We had a governor, Christine Gregoire, that put into law the Gay Marriage Rights Act. And as a result of that, as with anything like that, it raised the eyebrows. And so what showed up on the election ballot was an initiative on passing by the people legalizing gay marriage. Now,
by the people. Those are the power words there.
By the people. Now, here's the thing. This law was put into being from a place of love. And so contrary to what the populace believed and what people put out there, the people voted. The first time in our country that both a law and the public, the people, voted a law based on the premise of love. Mm-hmm. And,
Actually, Michael's saying there's been a few things that have happened like that with, and I don't know if Washington, I can't remember if Washington was in on it or just mm-hmm. Oregon, but mm-hmm. the right to die, too.
Exactly. There we
you
go.
Know, these are things that are so important that, you know, anything like this, in 2013, people get involved with whatever you believe in, because these things will come and just manifest, just like that did. Things that are brought out of love, compassion, and Michael says common sense will come back, courtesy, common courtesy to each other. This is what the new energy is all about. It's about saying, okay, I don't agree with this, and so I'm going to get involved. And one person can domino to thousands and thousands and thousands, just like passing, the gay marriage rights. It's it's something of love. And who is it that you listen to that Michael says, we get these assumptions that it's not going to pass? Isn't that normally people who, the few people who may not want it, but they
exactly.
buy time on TV or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But in truth, Michael really feels, especially in the United States and several other, many other countries, that people's hearts want something totally different than what the press wants to report or TV shows want to be about or politicians decide to vote on. But people don't speak their heart.
And let's talk about this and ask, and this is a question that I want to ask you about. You know, earlier you talked about Archangel Michael and what he sees for 2013, and you use words like prosperity and abundance. And I wanted to ask you, I mean, there is a sense that I wake up with these days that is, you know, this vast openness of undefined energy. And yet we come from a culture where if you said to somebody and they ask you, what are your goals for 2013? And you said, let me tell you, my goal is undefined infinite energy. They would be carrying you off. And yet it's a place that a lot of people are feeling. It's a vibration. What is that energy?
I don't know. Well, Michael doesn't really think they're going to be carrying you off. Because in 2013... when you say to somebody, my life is limitless,
yes.
they're going to go, yeah, me too.
Awesome.
Instead of, you know, well, I don't know, I got all these bills. Blah, blah, blah. You know, that negative is going to be thrown off because we're going to start demanding that, you know, the news cover things that we want to know about. To see the shift, to see the change, to see the remarkable works, that there are more TV shows like Extreme Makeover, Home Improvement, you know, things that are inspiring. And we're going to start demanding inspiration. And it can be entertaining, absolutely. But I think for a change, you know, it's like, we have this generation, at least from Michael's point of view, we have this generation of, you know, 15 to 20-somethings that kind of got caught in this, that's not a good word, Michael.
Uh-huh.
He's saying like, it's kind of like a ditch, you know, with, for lack of better terminology from an angel. And we need to bring them back into courtesy, love, responsibility, the things that I guess that many parents were afraid they didn't want to be parents, so they wanted to be their kids' friends and instead just taught them nothing. The whole world is kind of in this ditch. And so what the angels are doing is offering a handout of the ditch. And they're trying, they really, really, okay, now Gabriel showed up. Now we've got a whole fan club in my living room.
I love that.
And Gabriel says, if you have a warm hand and you touch a human's hand, another human's hand that's cold, does yours get cold or does theirs get warm? Theirs
gets warm.
Always.
Yeah.
That's the energy that goes from your body to their body. What the angels are asking is for our assistance in their efforts to pass warm, loving energy to each other.
I think this is really, you know, when we talk about consciousness and we talk about, you know, this infinite energy, it is so amazing to hear these kinds of messages. And I'm so interested in trying to, you know, think about, rather than think about how we got to where we are, but to focus on where we're called to go. You know, I come from this place where I believe we're all called to shine.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're all called to shine.
I agree.
You know, some days, you know, I got to get my little polishing cloth off and just shine the top of my head for a little bit just to remember. But I don't ever want to forget that. I don't ever want to forget that every human being is called to shine.
And we need to remember it to every other human being. I was going into a store yesterday, and this kid, he couldn't have been 10 years old, was standing there holding the door open for me. And I'm waiting, and I walk up to him, and I go in, and I look at him, and I said, "Thank you so very, very much." And he got this big grin on his face, and he just went running to his mom. And his mom, of course, was over there, you know, yelling at him to come on, and was mad because she had to wait for him. And I walked over to her, and I said, "You don't understand what this boy just did for my day."
Mm-hmm.
Showing courtesy, showing caring for another human being is more important than anything else you could be doing.
Wow.
And then she smiled and patted him on the head, you know, and it was like, that's what we have to. And Michael says his term for 2013 isn't pay it forward, it's play it forward. Mm-hmm. He wants us to be a fun experience for us to all not feel like we need to pay something forward, like we owe something, but start playing and having fun with each other.
You know, we have a caller that we'll go to the phones in 1 second, but I just got an instant message to mention to you and to Archangel Michael. I just got a message reminding me that, you know, there is a concert going on right now in Madison Square Garden. Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen started, now being aired all over the world. It has spread, and there are, they say, tons of celebrities and stars that have come to the table. They're calling for funds for the storm, Sandy. They're talking about New Jersey is, and they're talking about how this energy has now spread. Mm-hmm. And my gosh, I mean, isn't this what Archangel Michael is talking about? This kind of community coming together. Apparently, what they started here in New Jersey has taken on a global energy.
Michael's saying, you know, we should be giving, tithing a percentage of whatever comes into our lives to someplace all the time. It should, you know, if you make $2 in a week, tithe 20 cents. But if that energy starts moving. And that, what I really love about this concert tonight that they're doing is here it's been, what, a month since the storm?
Yeah.
And we're not forgetting.
Yeah.
You know, what typically happens is everybody donates a whole bunch of money, and then nobody ever cares that the money actually gets to anybody that actually needs it. I mean, if you look at Haiti, it's still as big a mess almost as it was right after the storm, and it's been years.
Right.
But in this instance with Sandy, all of these celebrities coming together and these musicians are saying, don't forget these people.
Right.
You know, they're still in trouble. Let's help each other. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you give to your animal shelter, if you give to a person standing by the side of the road. We are responsible. Here he goes again. You know, we are responsible. And part of responsibility is to be in gratitude for what you have by playing forward a percentage of what you have so somebody else can have.
I love it. We have a caller calling into the show here, Deborah. For those of you out there, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Today's show, what does Archangel Michael see for 2013? Deborah Ann Jacobs joining us here today, this amazing intuitive life coach. We're getting insight and we're getting invite so that each of us not only can take responsibility, but get to that place where you remember you are called to shine. Let's go to the phones, and I believe we have Star Dasher on from Asheville, North Carolina. Hi, Star, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you hear me?
Hi, Star.
Welcome to the show.
What's your question?
My name is Star Dancer.
Hi, Star Dancer. That's even better.
That's better.
Yeah, you may remember me. We kind of connected because of Lynn Andrews a year or so ago.
Yes,
right.
I do. Yes, I do.
Okay. I just felt this very strong urge to call you because I believe that Michael has a message for me today, especially today.
Yeah, he actually has. Wow, this is really kind of cool. He's showing me a crystal, and he's saying you have a crystal that you work with. Do you know what he's talking about?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he wants you to start holding that crystal to your heart when you're looking at making the hard decisions that you need to make. Because you've got a lot of things in your life that are going to be shifting, and you have to start doing, and this is a phrase Dr. Pat's heard before, but you haven't, do what you love, not to be loved. Okay? So for now on, with your decisions and how you're going to spend your time, you do it based on what you love, no longer what anybody else needs or thinks, okay?
Wow, okay.
You catching what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So your choice from this point forward, all of our choices, is to do what you love, not to be loved. So you need to reframe what you're doing and look at, okay, which step, what path do I want to go for my destiny, for my fulfillment, for my joy? And that's what you choose, and you stay with it. And start working more with your crystal.
I will. That's been actually calling to me, and I've been so busy I haven't been paying attention.
Well, you need to be busy with yourself now, hon.
Thank you.
Your joys.
I appreciate that. I'm very honored to be able to get a reading from you, and I hope we connect again soon.
We will. I love you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so
too.
Much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I think that it's really interesting. I think I mentioned yesterday was my birthday, and I received a very amazing gift from a very dear friend of mine. And, you know, you brought up crystals. And yesterday I received this beautiful, beautiful amethyst geode. Mm. And I was I'm so struck by it. I'm looking at it right now. And one of the things I saw immediately is, as I look at the geode, you know, it has a point at the top, but it's actually shaped like a heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brings tears to my eyes to think about, you know, how important it is to really come forward and lead with the heart. And I think that is something that we all have to remember and learn.
Michael brought some little friends along here. He got all these little fairies dancing around Michael, and he said, and they're talking about, you were saying about everybody has to shine. Mm-hmm. And one way that the energies will bring that out from person to person are things, the little sparkly fairy things that people will notice and they'll see. And, I didn't know why yesterday at all. I suddenly went digging around in my jewelry box and found my mother's diamond necklace and diamond earrings and put them on. And diamonds carry a lot of really intense energy, so I was a little nervous about it, you know, and I usually kind of stay away from it. But the fairies are talking about the little sparkly things, amethyst crystals. Get out your sparkly things, whether you have them set in a room where occasionally the little fairies will talk to you through your little sparkly things, or the little fairies will talk to other people through your sparkly things that you have on.
You know, I'm a sparkly kind of girl. So, now you're talking right down my alley for this. You know, if
yeah.
There's a sequined blouse in my closet, I'm going to put that on.
Absolutely.
I love lights, but there's really, you know, something that I wanted to ask about, and that is, what is most important for us to remember as we move into 2013? You know, what is it that, what is the energy that will pull us forth so that we can experience the full manifestation of who we are?
Well, Michael's saying that the number one thing that everybody needs to remember is themselves, because that's what we tend to put on the back burner. We'll do for others, and then we'll either feel like we're not appreciated, or we feel guilty if we don't, and all this other, okay, Michael, stupidity. He's on a roll tonight. So he just says, you have to remember yourself. If a situation comes up, or a job or something you want to do, or something somebody wants, remember yourself. If it's something you don't want to do, you're allowed to say no. That'll blow a lot of people away. You're allowed to say, you know, I would love to help you with that tomorrow. I don't have time today. Because that rolls. And he says the way that rolls is if you're happy and you're happy in your decisions and you're happy in what you're doing, then just like any other energy, that happy is going to roll out from you. And we've already done the last, few hundred years of somebody being upset at their boss and coming home and yelling at their wife or husband, and then they yell at the kid, and then they kick the dog, and the dog bites cat. We don't have to do that anymore. Now we can totally shift our entire mindset to how much I love myself that I'm going to speak my truth to you and ask you to love yourself equally.
You know, this is really kind of an interesting conversation to have about responsibility. And that's what you talked about, and accountability. So, you know, what I hear you and Archangel Michael saying, that we are first accountable to ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, if we're not, who will be? I had a client who was saying, you know, how much they just really hated their boss and came home stressed and blah, 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 blah every single day and complained to everybody that they knew about this. And I said, and when did you talk to your boss? Oh, well, I would never talk to my boss. Well, that's your responsibility. Because despite what society may be telling us financially, there is always another job. But there's also the possibility that if you speak your truth, that your boss may not even realize they're doing it.
So, you know, isn't this part of the fear that we have called in to call our own?
Yeah, it is. And Michael says, you know, starting off right now, I mean, period, is no fear, just faith. That's it. If you come into a situation of fear, first identify if it's an accurate fear. I mean, if there is a black widow spider running across the floor toward your foot, that's an accurate fear. But if you're worried about what the economy is going to do next year, that's not. Because we don't know.
I got a question that came in here. I guess we just hit a nerve. Okay. So Michael should know we just hit a nerve. The question, one of the instant feedback questions came in is, how do you change from doing stuff for others? And how do you just up and change and not keep doing for others? That's a good question, don't you think?
Michael says you have to practice. It's like becoming a violinist. You have to practice. So first thing for somebody who, like this person who will flat drop anything for her family and go take care of whatever it is they need, first practice in front of the mirror. Make pretend somebody's asking you to do something that you either don't have time for, you're too tired for, or you can't afford to do right now, and say no. Practice in the mirror. Okay, when you get your power base going, then when they call and they say, you know, I really need you not to go to work tomorrow and do this for me, say, you know, I love you, but no. For me, that won't work.
I love this. I love this. This, what a great way to start this. I mean,
we
practice.
You practice in front of the mirror. I used to do this when I started doing this, like 25 years ago was the first time I learned no. Because I was the yes girl. I would go do anything that anybody wanted at any time, didn't matter, wake me up in the middle of the night, I'll go take care of it. And I finally, and I stood in front of the mirror probably for a good week saying no before I went to the grocery store and the grocer said, asked me a question about something, did you want, I think it was like, do you want cash back or something? And I looked up and smiled and with a grin on my face from ear to ear went, no, thank you. And it was the most empowering thing, and it just started this ball rolling. And now, you know, there are times people will ask me for something, and it'll be a yes, but I first go to my heart and say, is this something I want to do? And is it something that I feel, you know, pleasure about, find joy in? And then I say yes. And, I, you know, it's interesting. You're going to find, and people will find, that some of their family members are going to get really annoyed. Some of their children may get really annoyed. Some of their coworkers may look at them like, what happened to you? Who is this person? You don't do it with an ego about you. You do it with love, from love. And you say, you know, when they say, can you work a double? And you know you can't because you're exhausted. You just go to your heart and you smile and you say, you know, I'd really love to some other time, but I can't do it for you tonight.
I've got a question for you because, you know, this is really, really a lesson in a conversation in empowerment and, you know, part of taking responsibility. You know, one of the questions that I keep getting a couple of more instant messages and they're all around this theme. So that's why I say.
All right, let's run with it.
I think we're on to something here. So one of the questions comes in and says, okay, this is, are you ready for this? This is pretty straightforward. Okay, this is all fine and good. What happens when somebody keeps telling you they're going to do something, they promise they're going to do it, and they don't do it? What do you do with that person, especially if you're dependent upon them?
Well, you become independent of them.
Wow. All right.
That's what Michael says. You become independent of them. If you have to depend on somebody outside of you to do something for you that matters and it's not happening, then you find a way to make it happen yourself. Okay? It's your responsibility. If you keep... And I'm going to use a really, I know this person is talking about something extremely serious, but I'm going to use an example Michael's giving me of something light. If your husband comes home every night, peels off his clothes and throws them on the ground, and every night for 10 years you say, can't you just put them in the laundry basket? Michael says, if it's bugging you and not bugging him, how much effort is it for you to put it in the laundry basket?
Oh, that's a really good point, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we create our own distresses. We blame other people. Like, you know, this person always promises that they'll you know, be at a certain place at a certain time or do something.
Or show
and then
up
they
to
don't
do somebody
do
a work for you. Or show up, you know, to, you know, carry out an agreement you have. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. If you're dependent upon another person, you are now at effect. What Michael wants us to shift this to is us being at cause of our lives instead of at effect of other people's lives.
Well, here comes the follow-up question. And there, I've got a couple of people, and they're saying, wow, this is amazing. The follow-up question is, then how do you deal with the anger of a person and your anger at that person? Well, Michael, you know.
I want a specific example.
All right, so those of you out there emailing this in, get me a specific example, and we will get you the answer you're looking for today. Because I know you folks have got a specific example out there. And for those of you...
Yeah, if somebody's making you angry, that's really kind of a lie. Because you're allowing them to trigger something in you. What Michael says you have to do is... go inside yourself and say, why is this person pissing me off?
Mm.
And maybe you don't need that person in your life anymore, or maybe you need to take a different approach. Michael's like all about neuro-linguistics programming and, you know, how people are audio kinesthetic or visual.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times in relationships, you may be a kinesthetic person coming from feeling. They're a visual person, so they only care about what they see, right? And it's like a radio talking to a TV set.
Right.
It doesn't work. So you figure out what the other person is. Maybe if you're pissing them off, it's because they've got some expectation of something that you have no clue you're supposed to be doing either. You know, so this is when, he says the other thing about 2013 is it's a year of communication. Straight, frank, honest, from truth communication.
Let's talk about that, because I think that's what a lot of the feedback is coming from. It's coming from, you know, being able to stand tall and have what some people say, be able to have the gumption to communicate what truly is on your mind and in your heart.
Right.
I would love to know what Archangel Michael has to say about this being a year of communication, since I'm in the radio business.
it's all about communication from a place of your heart. Not all lovey, ooey, gooey, skewy, you know. No. It's truth, but it's based on honesty, ethics. You know, you don't walk up to somebody and say, that dress looks horrible on you, because that's an ego boost to yourself to put somebody else down. But if somebody's, you know, got their dress tied up in their underwear when they come out of the bathroom, walk over out of a place of love and say, honey, straighten your dress out. You know, that's your business. That's something you should participate in. Whether or not something looks good on somebody or not is not your business. One of the things that Michael gets driven crazy about is a lot of times people will consider problems in their life as some big distressing problem, and it's actually not even their stuff. It's stuff that their kids got going on, or their, you know, ex-husband's got going on, and it's not even their stuff. But they've got to get tied up in the trauma drama. If you let that fall away and you simply communicate truth, even if it's to say to your teenage daughter, honey, I love you, but I don't want to be involved in your relationship with the college boy.
Mm.
You know, I trust you and know you're smart and you will work this out.
Yeah.
And give back the responsibility.
Let's talk about responsibility at a global level for a minute, because I think communication and the theme is just so important. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now, and I'm not talking about natural disasters. I'm kind of talking about the disasters that we create.
Yeah,
the
like
wars
Syria.
Going on, you know, the brink of disaster, that kind of thing. You know, how does communication fit in to that, and what do we need to do differently to truly bring a state of peace worldwide?
Well, you probably aren't going to like my answer to this, because this has come up actually a lot in the last few days. And the questions that I keep being asked is, well, shouldn't we be doing something about these other countries and what's going on with them?
Oh, yeah. I asked
and
a different
Michael's
question.
Michael's answer is, you're not doing anything about your own country and your own life.
Right.
How can you turn around and lay judgment on anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that their responsibility? It's our responsibility to support people that are like-minded. But we need to know this. You know, we have this tendency of not going in and assisting people in countries like Africa because there's no financial gain.
Right.
But we're going to go running into some oil country to help.
Right. Right.
You know, why not help starting your own home and then work your way out? That's the responsible way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then to your local school and your local government, your city. And then it'll flow. It's like Michael's showing me, it's just like throwing, instead of a pebble in a lake, he says he wants you to throw a boulder in the lake. So there'll be huge ripples.
You know what? I'm a visual, so I have a clear visual of what that looks like.
Yeah, and I can feel that as a kinesthetic. I can feel that energy. You know, when somebody is, you know, communicating from a place of truth, and if something going on in another country is something that bothers you, by all means, speak your truth about it.
I want to ask a question that has to do with spiritual philosophy. And that's, I don't know what else to call it. I guess we could call it religion, but let's just call it spiritual philosophy. You know, is this paradoxical? The idea that we believe in a benevolent God, but then at the same time, you know, this benevolent God wants to punish us for our sins. And, you know, I'm kind of pulling things out and summarizing it in
Michael's
a sense.
Michael's like shaking his head at you right now.
Well, believe me, I'm shaking my head at me.
Michael said God is all benevolent. Mm-hmm. And the humans that make him, her, goddess, okay, I'm not going through all the names, Michael, anything except perfect, loving energy, pure, then they're wrong. he's kind of got his sword out, you know, up in the air, waving it around right now.
I'm with him 100%.
He says religion has been warped. Religion and faith are such a huge, wonderful, amazing things until you allow somebody's judgment or egos to warp the truth. So it doesn't matter. He says there's good and bad in every single religion. The taking the general, oh, now you got him on a roll. He's like, he says we probably don't have enough time for this. He says whatever your religion is, if that's your faith, then look at exactly what it is and follow what you believe. Take the best, leave the rest, and live your life.
Mm. What are we to learn for 2013? What are we to learn?
That the truth is more important than your bank book, than anything else. That the truth of every situation, do not believe what you read on the internet or hear on the news. Find out for yourself what the truth of anything that's important to you is. Make sure it's the truth before you go into judgment, because you're responsible for the outcome of how that affects your life. Wow, he's getting like heavy tonight.
I love this.
Yeah.
We're getting questions from people that are eager to learn, are eager to do the things we're talking about. I'm eager to, you know, live in that place of responsibility and truth and honesty. In such a very natural way. But I'm like anyone else. I have to practice.
We all have to practice. We have been, it's almost like, Michael tells me, it's almost like we were put out in a game to play baseball, but we were taught soccer rules. And so nobody ever can really get the game right because only the people in control had the rules. So he wants us all to write our own rules. And start over. Start practicing right now. Who is it that you want to be starting today? Because you can be anybody you want to be. You can do anything you want to do. There are things like constraints like money, age, location, job, all of that. I don't know if I can say bullshit on the air, but I just did.
Well, it's internet radio right now. When we put this on our AM/FM channel, we'll be able to change that.
Okay. But that's what it is. There is no box. You're not in a box. So if everybody wants to learn to do this, it's very, very, very simple. Speak your truth, own your truth, share your love.
Oh, I love that. So here we go. Someone's putting me on the spot. Okay, this is exact wording. So listening to the show, and you, Pat, all right, you got Michael all excited out there. So what message does Michael have for you? Me.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, and Michael's been wanting to tell you anyway about
okay.
this. One of the things that your show is doing that's different than so many shows that is that you're coming from a place of open awareness. Okay, so you need to be more open to massive syndication because people all over the world need to hear your shows. You're one of the few shows that goes, this feels right. Okay, let's run with that and see where it takes us. It's not formatted. It's not, there's no limitations. It's just about learning, growing, and being. So now in your responsibility, Pat, you need to send out all the rest of those letters that you've been thinking about and making those contacts so you can keep expanding. Because this show should be as big as Coast to Coast because it's a positive show.
Mm. You know, I'm so glad you said that because that is what I'm doing over the next 2 weeks. That
well,
is one of the things. The other thing I'm doing is I'm writing my book proposal and finishing it. You know, I wanted to ask you before we run out of time, Deborah, please let folks know the best way to contact you, how they can schedule an appointment with you, and get more information about what you do and the many, many places that you are.
Well, they can go to Readings by Deborah, and it's D-E-V as in Victor, R-A.com. ReadingsbyDeborah.com. You can catch me on Facebook. It's Deborah Jacobs. I'm going to put one up that's Readings by Deborah. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks there'll be a different Facebook page. And if you want to book readings with me, there's a link on Readings by Deborah. I'm booked exclusively through ShirleyMcLean.com.
Okay, great. And there's a link on your website for that?
Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise you got to go find me on her site, and I'm under shopping, psychic mm-hmm. readings. You know, a lot of people have told me they've gone to Shirley MacLean, and I can't find you. Well, you have to go under shopping. You have to shop for me.
There you go. I love that. Okay, so I think we have a feisty audience today. We have a few minutes, and so the feisty has come out. Here's the latest from one of our listeners. She was not finished with you. I don't know. Is that true or not?
No, I wasn't finished with you.
Okay, so I must
have Michael wasn't. Michael says there's actually a lot of things that he can't tell you on air, but
very
would
good.
Like to tell you off air. As far as everything that Michael can say to you, Pat, on air has been said. Except, okay, so Gabriel showed up. You got this real bond with Gabriel, don't you?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, so Gabriel showed up, and Gabriel says, would you quit worrying about what you think other people think of you because we know you are the perfect light of God, and you need to know that.
Yeah, and I know exactly what Gabriel was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, I can't thank you enough. You are such a light. I love, love, love.
I love being on your show. Anytime.
Oh, please. And you're right. I mean, you know, my style is conversation style in the moment. And I don't know how to do this any other way. And I have to tell you, it's not that folks haven't tried to coach me.
You don't need coaching.
I know.
Gosh.
I know.
You know, that's like telling an artist how to paint. You know, I'm an art teacher. Let me show you how to work with oils. No, God gave you this. Mm. You already got it.
And I love it.
And always turn around and thank somebody and say, you know, I really enjoy what I do. So, but thank you anyway.
Oh, my gosh. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us here today. It is always such a pleasure. And you and I, we're getting ready to kick off another 2013, another year together. And I would be honored if you would join me back in 2013 to really give the message out there to people about what the truth will really mean to them. Thank you so much. It's such
an
honor.
Thank you. You have an awesome rest of your 12-12-12.
You know, I'm going to, even though, you know, I tell you, I really like 12-11-12. It was pretty good yesterday as well.
And you know what? 12-13-12 is going to be even better.
Oh, man, I'm counting on it.
And 12-21-12 is going to be the best day of all.
I think so, too. Readingsbydevra.com is the website, and it's D-E-V as in Victor, R-A, readingsbydevra.com. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on, finding out more about us at thedrpatshow.com is the way to do it. We'll see you next time, folks.
Down your soapbox is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.